message to the 10th Rosa Luxemburg Conference. Thank you for inviting me to share in the 10th annual Rosa Luxemburg Conference there in Germany. As we look at the world today, at the expansion of empire and the rapaciousness of capitalism, at the spreading infection of what is fast becoming a tortuous global religious war, we see the growth and the hardening of fundamentalisms. And what is the first thing that fundamentalisms do? They wage war against women. As always, women and children are the greatest casualties of war because wars are fought against civilian populations. The firebombing of Dresden by the Allies is but a mirror of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But I don't mean that. I refer to the instinct, both in the West as in the East, for fundamentalist social forces to reach out and restrict the rights of women. In Iran, women were forced by political agencies to wear the uniform of the veil after the rise of the mullahs. In Sudan today, rape of indigenous women is a weapon of war as well as sexual and ethnic slavery. In Saudi Arabia, it is illegal for a woman to drive a car, and the dreaded Mutawain, or the Secret and Morality Police, intimidates, detains, and tortures both Saudi citizens and foreigners with impunity. Here in the U.S., women are relegated to the lowest-paying jobs, and among the poor, there is a war against their very ability to exist and live decently. There is an illusion here in the West that if a woman can wear, say, a sexy dress, she's free. But in a society where the dollar rules everything, and the educational system, at least at the elementary and secondary levels, is a sham, sex is just another commodity. I don't know about you, but when I see strip clubs, nudie bars, and Hooters on every corner, the first thing I think about when I consider the young women who work there ain't freedom. That's like calling prostitution a kind of freedom. Is this the hidden vision that the U.S. and Britain wants to export to the benighted natives of the Middle East? Is this their idea of freedom and democracy? Every empire that has ever existed has used sweet words to justify their conquest and occupation of foreign territories. Rome claimed to be bringing civilization to the hardy race of savages it found in Spain, Gaul, or present-day France, and Britain. That's according to the great historian Edward Gibbon. Many of those same people and other European states claim they brought civilization to colonies in Africa and Asia. And yet, in a century, they brought little more than disarray, confusion, oppression, and death. Today, the U.S. empire echoes its antecedents in history, claiming to bring to the benighted natives of Afghanistan and Iraq freedom and democracy, while holding hands with allies like Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, where women are treated as perpetual children who need permission slips to leave their homes. The empires of yesteryear used sweet words to cover up foul deeds of conquest and exploitation. Rome ransacked the known world to feed the greed and sate the appetites of its ruling families. Again, the historian Edward Gibbon writes, "But it is no easy task to confine luxury within the limits of an empire. The most remote countries of the ancient world were ransacked to supply the pomp and delicacy of Rome. The forest of Scythia afforded some valuable furs. Amber was brought overland from the shores of the Baltic to the Danube, and the barbarians were astonished at the price which they received in exchange for so useless a commodity. The U.S. and its corporate princes thirst for the oil of the Middle East. They could care less about democracy or the rights of women. They care about the rights of capital." This is a world that Rosa Luxemburg would rebel against, as she rebelled against her own. You honor her best when you do the same. On the move, Lang Kleben, John Africa. Again, I thank you. Aus der Todesstrafe, hier spricht Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.